What other memories do you have of your mother's hypos?
Well, I certainly, as I was growing up, remember hypos very clearly being a thing I had to learn about and understand. But I think my mum must have dealt with them very well, because obviously when you're hypo, you can lose control of yourself, and you can have a very short temper and get confused. And I think my mum definitely, I don't remember anything about her really taking anything out on me, if you know what I mean. She wouldn't be in a hypo and be shouting at me, but I do remember on the more humorous side sometimes having arguments with her when she wasn't hypo, but we'd be having a normal household argument, and I'd tell her that she needed to do her blood sugar, or that she needed some sugar, because she was being unreasonable if I thought that. But in general, she certainly, I learnt about hypos and would occasionally have to help her out, but in general, I didn't have to take on a lot of that responsibility.
Did you know anything about warning signs, or when she might be going to have a hypo?
I don't think that with my mum. I think I mainly would have learnt that when my sister had been diagnosed. With my mum, she would tell me that she was hypo, and if she'd usually sort it out herself, probably. But maybe I'd have to get her a penguin bar at some point. I don't think I would have recognised, I would have really recognised it, my mum, and told her that. It would have been more that I would have joked, maybe, if she was being stressful or unreasonable at any points.
This may be something impossible to remember, but in those years when it was just your mum with diabetes, would you say there was a sort of atmosphere of worry and tension, or was it all quite laid back?
I definitely wouldn't say there was an atmosphere of worry that I strongly felt. The fact she had diabetes, and it could add to other things possibly, you know, when you're a child, and at certain points you might think everything's falling apart because you didn't hand a homework in that day, and mum has a lot of work and is very stressful, and she's had a hypo or something like that, it might be something which would add to that, sort of, just the sort of everything going on. And if you're at one of those points where you really think everything's going wrong, then it could add to it. But it was never something which I'd worry about by myself, if you know what I mean. I wouldn't hold it back, get pent up worries about this. It would just be part of the general background of everything else that was going on.